forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. When people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it as to stay. She'd sigh like Tweet the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kersenek, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau supply for aging men. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the rage no more, like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it as to stay. She sighed like Tweet the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Tweet the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know. Saturday, driving Saturday, it's a driving Saturday, it's a driving Saturday.
WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm here till 4. Got Bootleg Dan with me. How's it going, Dan?
Doing well, Brian. Doing well.
All right. Key of Caustic is going to come in, chat with us, play a few new songs. And, yeah, this should be here around 1:30. And we'll start off with a little Lou Reed on 91.5 WMFO. Medford! ¶¶
Be more than diversion, sha-la-la-la later on. And then sha-la-la-la-la, he entered her slowly and showed her where he was coming from. And then sha-la-la-la-la, he made love to her gently, it was like she never ever come. And then sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, when the sun rose and he made to leave, you know, sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, neither one regretted a thing.
Trying to be cool in my part, and I'm not gonna wear my heart on my sleeve. But you know, people get all emotional, and sometimes, man, they just don't act rational. You know, they think they're just on TV. Sha-la-la, man. Why don't you just slip away? You know, I'm glad that we met, man. It really was nice talking, and I really wish that there was a little more time to speak. But you know, it could be a hassle trying to explain myself to a police officer about how it was your old lady got herself stiffed. And it's not like we could help her, there was nothing no one could do. And if there was, man, you know I would have been the first. But when someone turns that blue, it's a universal truth, and you just know that bitch will never fuck again. By the way, that's really some bad shit that you came to our place with. But you ought to be more careful around the little girls. It's either the best or it's the worst. And since I don't have to choose, I guess I won't. And I know this ain't no way to treat a guest. But why don't you grab your old lady by the feet and just lay her out in the darkest street, and by morning she's just another hit and run. You know, some people got no choice, and they can never find a voice to talk with that they could even call their own. So the first thing that they see that allows them the right to be why they follow it, you know, it's called bad luck.
Tells her friends. There's a real song. A real song that she wouldn't even admit to herself. It's beating in her heart. It's a song lots of people know. It's a painful song. Full of sad truths. It lasts full of sad songs. A penny for a wish. Wish it won't make it, soldier. With a pretty kiss or a pretty face can't have its way. Do tramps like us.
Love has gone away, and there's no one here now, and there's nothing left to say. But oh, how I miss him, baby. Oh, baby, come on and slip away. Come on, baby, why don't you slip away? Love has gone away, took the rings off my fingers.
nothing left to say. But oh how I need a baby. Come on, baby, I need you, baby. Oh, please don't slip away. I need your loving so bad, baby. Please don't slip away.
Lived on a curve in the road, in an old tar paper shack, on the south side of the town, on the wrong side of the tracks. Sometimes on the way into town, we say, Mama, can we stop and give a ride? Sometimes we did, but she shook her head and her hands flew from her side. Wild-eyed, crazy Mary. We're down a long dirt road, past the parson's place, the old blue car we used to race to a little country store. To the side, said no L-O-I-T-R-I-N-G-A loud. Underneath that sign always congregated quite a crowd. Take a bottle, drink it down. Hey, pass it on down. Take a bottle, drink it down. Pass it. Get down, pass it around, pass it around, pass it around. Pass it around. One night thunder cracked, mercy backed outside my windowsill. I dreamed I was flying high above the trees and over the hills, down into the house. Followed them around, over the curve, through the field, into the house of Mary. That picture feels nice, meet you halfway. That picture feels nice, meet you halfway. Thank you.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yeah, some Key of Caustic Closet right there, and I got a couple of them sitting right in front of me. You got Jimbo, and what was it, Mike?
Mike.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
How's it going?
Oh, Jimbo's lead singer. What do you do, Mike?
Lead guitar.
Lead guitar. You got the two most important guys here.
Backup vocals.
Yep.
And backups.
There you go.
Very good. So what's going on? New stuff?
Hey, yeah. Got some new stuff coming out.
Now, Paul, what's his face?
Caldery. Yeah.
Now,
the legend himself.
He produced like Pixies. Who else?
Radiohead, Duran Duran. It's more like who hasn't he worked with?
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
How'd you get a hold of him?
Tones. Man, that was just my natural persistence. You know, I knew I wanted to work with him because I'm just such a huge fan of the bands that he's fingerprinted and brought to life. And I started cold and just started reaching out, you know, and finally after several weeks, his agent reached out and, you know, gave me his a la carte menu prices to record and mix and engineer, and it was ridiculous, like $1,000 to mix, $1,000 to record, $1,000 to this. How many tracks do you want to do? And I was like, ooh, yeah, I'll get back to you on that. And just through persistence and, you know, sending demos, every time I made a new demo, I'd send
it out. Where's the studio?
where we recorded it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we recorded it. We did the drum track at the record company. And then we finished it off at New Alliance.
Okay.
Paul's studio is in New York.
Yeah.
We were going to do that. We just couldn't make the schedules work, so he came down here.
That's cool.
Yeah, we did a few sessions, and yeah, it came out good.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, Key of Caustic is a Boston band. You've been on a couple times now, haven't you? A
couple times, yeah.
Yeah.
And we always appreciate it.
The new album, Unleashed?
Right. Mm-hmm. We just dropped Big City Disease from it.
Why don't we hear that right now, huh?
Awesome.
Key of Caustic, brand new Big City Disease off Unleashed.
Shit at car, enough fuel for a night at the bar, and got a suit there, a big suit of disease. Tripping now on a mask inside. I love this place, so I'll swallow my pride, but I don't think I'll be back this way no more. I don't think I remember your name, and that's okay, I can play the game, cause got a city, a big city disease. Maybe I should be at home, and I love you, baby, so go ahead.
Okay, let me explain what's going on. We're playing Big City Disease off something else. And then I was trying to preview the files for these new songs that Jimbo wanted to play. And it just popped right up and started playing it. So let's forget about this right now. Where the hell is it? I don't even know where that's coming from. Here we go. Ah! Let's play Watch It Burn while I figure things out here. All right, Key of Caustic. Yeah. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I think we got things squared away. That one there was Watch It Burn, Key of Caustic. And yeah, we jumped into it with into the middle of Big City Disease. So we'll play that one again so they can hear it.
Awesome.
And its purity. Anything you want to say about the song?
Yeah, you know, the concept for the whole album is, you know, it's sort of a what if, you know, like what if bands like New York Dolls or Misfits or Ramones or Sex Pistols or any of the great punk pioneers, Clash, Gen X, what if they were still making music now? What would it sound like? Or what if they were, you know, in our, you know, like now starting out making music, what would it sound like? And so we wanted to try to take that vintage vibe, bring it into now with a bit of a modern spin to it. So that's the whole concept of it. The whole album is like that. So 11 songs of just pure punk joy, you know.
Very influenced by the 70s.
Oh yeah, man. Oh,
punk
huge,
movement.
Huge. Yep. It felt so good to be able to do a record in that vein. And that's one of the things that attracted Paul to this was that we were doing something like that. He'd get behind that. Mm-hmm. Big City Disease, the first track from it, is really about when COVID first came in. You know, it's like people are, you know, why do I have to wear a mask? You know, what is the social? It was, everything was such a new concept. People were freaking out. And I realized that people were, you know, afraid and questioning just as much as I was. And so I wanted to write a song that sort of helped bridge that a little bit, you know. And so Big City Disease was born from that. And it's just really, you know, sort of what we were thinking at the time and trying to not make light of it, but trying to just power through it, you know. And that's what the song really is about.
And the album title, Unleashed, where'd that come from?
Well, we're unleashed on the world, finally.
Right.
You know, and that's why if you look at the, you know, the picture of the Statue of Liberty, you know, she's got her...
She's going, oh my God!
What is this? You know, who are these guys? You know, oh my God, who let these guys loose? So it's just really our way of saying, hey, we're here.
Who did the artwork?
We had that done. We had an artist do that for us. Josh, our bass player, did the... You know, the letters and stuff like that. Worked on some of the, you know, the fonts and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, Big City Disease. Second round. What do we call it? Take two. Oh, and of course I don't have it up on that. I'll try that again. Here we go.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. Every morning when the sun comes through, we're getting ready for a wild time again. Got my money, got my shitty car, enough fuel for a night at the bar. And got a city, a big city disease. Dripping now on a mask inside. I love this place, so I'll swallow my pride, but I don't think I'll be back this way no more. I don't think I remember your name. That's okay, I can play the game, cause got a city, a big city disease. Maybe I should be at home, man. I love you, baby, so I'm going home, man. We're living in a dystopia. I don't think I wanna be alone, man. I love you, baby, so I'm going home, man. 6 feet is getting pretty fucking far.
91.5 WMFL.
If you have an hour this week, you can learn 100 songs on the piano.
In Madrid. Key of Caustic there. Big City Disease. And, okay, now I'm going to try and do these files.
You got this, Brian. I know you got this, man.
Open, okay, yeah. Start with pull it in my head?
Sure.
Because it seems like just when I click on it, it fires up right away, which I wasn't expecting.
Sure, man.
All right. Here we go.
On fire, I don't care that you're a liar. I don't care, there's no desire, cause I can't tell you why. I got a bullet in my head and I'm feeling fine. Bullshit in my head is a waste of time. Better off dead, but the bullet take my life. Well, that sure feels fine. I don't care, water's rising. I don't care, they're all compliant. I don't care, it's not surprising, cause I can't tell you why. Got a bullet in my head and I'm feeling fine. Bullshit in my head is a waste of time now. Better off dead, but the bullet's in my mind. Bullet sure feels fine.
Head first time heard anywhere, right, Jimbo?
First time.
That's pretty cool.
The Virgin Run, man. Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna try this again for the other one.
It'll be Secrets and Lies, I think.
I don't remember that name.
Yeah,
you're right. Secrets and Lies.
Yep.
Do we wait for them to get up here? Where are they?
I have no idea, man. They didn't text me. Maybe he's waiting.
All right. Well, what's this song about, Secrets and Lies?
Just that. You know, it's, you know, we get preconceived notions in our head about certain things. Sometimes we get fixated on them, and sometimes we got to smash them and tear them down in order to move forward, you know, no matter what it is. And so Secrets and Lies really is about harboring those things, uncovering what is it, and then destroying it, you know, whether it's a barrier in your head, or, you know, a relationship issue, or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It just really speaks to that, that the challenge is there. And
well, this is another song, first time played anywhere,
yeah.
And they are on the upcoming album Unleashed.
Yeah. Yes.
When are you gonna release it?
As soon as we sign a deal with a new label that we're...
So it might be a little while.
It could be a little bit. You know, the plan is to release a couple singles a single every month or two or whatever until we're under that new label, then we'll drop the whole entire album. But the album is completely ready to go. Oh, Josh just walked in.
Hi, Josh.
Hello.
What's up?
Josh plays bass?
Yes.
He does.
Good to see you. Grab a seat anywhere. We're missing a microphone. Just share, share. All right, we were about to play Secrets and Lies. Thank you.
Just couldn't wait, could you, Jimbo?
Nope.
Say hi to the listeners, Josh.
Hey, everybody.
It's Josh, the bassist.
Josh, he's here. Oh, by the way, he did the cool graphics on the album. Remember I was telling you that?
Very That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Cross your fingers. Very good. Secrets and Lies, brand spanking new from Key of Caustic. Okay, well, you guys got anything to plug?
As a matter of fact, I know Bootleg Dan is hanging around. Yeah, we got a show coming up a week from tomorrow at the Worthen Attic with Stop Calling Me Frank.
Tyler and the Names.
That's right, Tyler and the Names. At the Worthen Attic, early show, 4 o'clock.
Up in Lowell. Great place.
Yeah, first time playing there for us, so we're pretty stoked.
It's fun. It's small, but it's a cool place.
Awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of history there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Edgar Allan Poe and Jack Kerouac used to drink there.
Oh, really?
I didn't
know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Dylan and Allen Ginsberg.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Bob Dylan.
Dylan and Allen Ginsberg.
Dylan was up there for the Rolling Thunder Review in 1976.
Wow. Very cool.
That's kind of cool. And then we're down in Rhode Island in Pawtucket at the News Cafe at the end of the month.
Yeah, the 30th.
The 30th, yeah.
All right.
First time playing there, too.
Well, thanks a lot for coming in, guys.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for having us, Brian, and letting us... You know, launch these songs here, man. We really appreciate you.
I'll let you go with Pretty Little Suicide.
Cool.
Take a couple pictures.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Let's do it.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Thank you very much, guys. They are Key of Caustic. This one's Pretty Little Suicide.
We'll be right back. I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.